on question period, a gateway to a new home. The Conservative government is crafting a response to the chorus of calls to show more compassion and take steps to speed up the entry of Syrian refugees to Canada. The powerful image of Alan Kurdi's lifeless body had fueled a public outcry for action. But the government's message was out of step with the mood of the country.
Part of the way we need to help them is to stop the awful violence that is being directed at them.
With Stephen Harper's rivals promising to do more.
I am concerned about security, but it's not an excuse for inaction.
The ingredient missing from the Prime Minister's response is always the same, political will.
There was mounting pressure on the Conservatives to change course.
We are going to take some concrete steps to expedite the process. And we're also going to make sure we tap into that generosity that I think is very genuine across the country.
The goal now is to speed up the process of bringing in Syrian refugees without compromising security. But first, a commitment to boost Canada's financial contribution to relief efforts overseas by matching private donations.
Up to a total of $100 million.
Frankly, if we do not take action against it, will generate millions more refugees.
The Conservatives continue to insist Canada's response to the humanitarian crisis must be coupled with military action against ISIS. But the NDP is pledging to stop the bombing missions and pull Canadian troops out of the region. With me in the studio, NDP leader Tom Mulcair. Mr. Mulcair, would you not be abandoning our allies, the United States, France, Great Britain, by immediately pulling out of the air war against ISIS and the training mission if you're elected?
Bob, we know that there's a lot that Canada can do to combat ISIL, which is this horrible group that everyone agrees has to be combated. But we can do other things than being involved in the mission, properly speaking, the combat mission. We can try to restrict the flow of arms. We can restrict the flow of money. We can restrict the flow of foreign fighters. Mr. Harper has not taken on the issue of radicalization. So these are things that we can and should be doing.
Should Canada, would you lead an effort to, an international effort to have a ceasefire and have an international peace conference to try to bring some stability? Because there's no stability unless the Syrian civil war ends.
There are over 60 countries involved in that coalition right now. Canada's one of them. We just don't think we should be involved in the combat mission. We've been clear on that since day one. We've never wavered from that. We know that Canada is the only country in NATO that hasn't signed the arms treaty. We would sign that. We can be doing a lot more to stop the flow of money. And if we started doing a proper job on radicalization, as other countries are doing, we could help stop the flow of foreign fighters.
You know, people are saying Canada should lead an effort to get a ceasefire and have an international peace conference.
Well, the way it's going right now, that's obviously a long-term goal of everyone. But right now we have over 60 countries involved. About a dozen of them are involved in dropping bombs, as Canada's doing right now. We don't think that that's going to add anything to the situation. We think that there are things that can be done. Stop the flow of money, stop the flow of fighters, stop the flow of arms. Those are our priorities.
The Prime Minister has reversed course. He says he's not going to bring in more Syrian refugees. He's going to expedite the process. But he says they don't like your approach, which they say is unrealistic, to airlift 10,000 people, Syrian refugees, out of there to Canada within 2 months.
That's the United Nations number, 10,000 this year and 46,000 over the next 4 years. The NDP has every intention of meeting the United Nations target for our country. This is the worst refugee crisis since the Second World War, and it's time to start acting. We, of course, have to take care of things like making sure that we're sorting out who's coming. We're not going to take any security risks, but that can't be an excuse for doing nothing, which is unfortunately what we've been doing.
But a lot of people say you just can't do it like this. You can't simply say, okay, you can come in with 10,000 people without any kind of proper security checks. I mean, you could be taking a risk there.
Who said that? Nobody has said that. Nobody's saying take in people without doing a security analysis. But at the same time, Bob, that's the excuse that they're using for their constant inaction. We have large cities across Canada, whether it's Toronto or Montreal, Calgary, a whole bunch of cities have said they're willing to work. Provinces are now saying that they want to take them in. I was listening to Premier Couillard yesterday saying that he and his wife were going to take in a Syrian family. That's the type of open attitude Canadians have. You know, my own family came in during the Irish famine of the 1800s. Go to Quebec City, where actually a large proportion, a large number of people died going down to the docks, helping the poorest people in the world who are suffering, leaving the famine in Ireland. That's the proud history of Canada. Throwing our arms open, helping the wretched of the earth, the people who have suffered the most. We would take that sort of open approach. Mr. Harper has closed off Canada, and it's really hurt us internationally, but it's especially hurting the people who need help.
There's an economic debate on Thursday in Calgary. You're on Wednesday, you're going to release your costing of your promises. Kathleen Wynne, the Ontario Premier, says it's magical thinking for you to say you can balance the budget and with all these billions of dollars of spending.
Well, I'm looking forward to working with Premier Wynne, of course, after the election. And we are the only party that so far has said that we're going to be putting up our full costing prior to that economic debate. I encourage the other leaders, Mr. Harper and Mr. Trudeau, to follow suit. Canadians will be able to look at the NDP's numbers, Bob, and we've done a very good job. We're putting a certain number of very specific things in the window, like quality, maximum $15 a day childcare. Canadians will get a chance to vote for
on
October 19th.
Wait now, because the you don't have any provinces on side for that $15 except for Manitoba. Ontario, Quebec, nobody is saying that they're going to buy into this yet.
Well, don't forget, Bob, we haven't sat down with them yet. But when we